Satellite radio promises to do for radio listeners what cable did for television. For a monthly fee, listeners have their choice of 100 stations delivered in CD-quality sound. But satellite radio is struggling to break through. The two companies in the industry, Sirius and XM, have lost hundreds of millions of dollars. And as Joel Obermeyer reports, both will run out of money by next year if they don't raise more.
Sound Solutions, a car stereo store in Catonsville, Maryland, carries both types of satellite radio. They've sold some units, but the product hasn't been a hot item. Still, most customers who bought it say the same thing.
It's pretty reasonable for music that you want to hear, and the sound is just great.
That's Mike West, who had satellite radio installed in his Toyota Celica.
People who like crisp sound and love music or radio or talk or whatever and don't want to get interrupted by commercials, it's totally worth it. I mean, you can go from here, from Maryland to California, literally, and not lose the station.
The last 5 years have seen plenty of tech companies promising big things and falling short, whether it was internet phone calls or video on demand. But satellite radio seems to be that rare new technology product that works as well as promised. The retailers just aren't seeing the demand yet.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Will LaRue handles sales at the store.
So it's a lot of time that, you know, people are real gung-ho about it. We talk about it. You know, we get all down to the point where they're like, what do we have to get to put this in? And then they're like, wow, I really wasn't trying to expend, you know, $500.
Installing satellite radio means adding a new radio in your dashboard, a roof-mounted antenna, and a tuner underneath one of the seats. The service costs between $10 and $13 a month, for medium consumers are used to getting for free. Denton Douglas says he's considered it, but isn't likely to buy.
I have an old radio. I got to take it out, get a new radio in. So that initial cost plus a monthly cost, I'm not really an audiophile who listens to radio constantly. So for me, it's not worth it.
The two satellite radio companies, Sirius and XM, say they hope to convert people like Douglas into customers. Joe Clayton, CEO of Sirius, says the price consumers pay for equipment is likely to fall. He says people got used to monthly fees for satellite and cable TV. They will for satellite radio also.
Well, I think anytime you have a new technology, a new product category, and two new companies, it's going to take some time to build awareness.
Clayton says growth will follow when people get a chance to hear the radios. In fact, satellite radio does seem to have stations for every taste. If you want anything from alternative rock to comedy, sports in Spanish or classic rap, there's a station for you. NPR provides two stations of programming to Sirius. But the companies have a limited amount of time to get going. It takes more than 1 million customers to establish a mass-market consumer electronics product. So far, XM has just 140,000. Sirius, which launched much later, has 10,000. The two companies have burned through $3 billion launching satellites, buying programming, and promoting the product. Shares in both have plunged this year, and they need to raise money during the worst climate for technology companies in years. Tom Watts is an analyst with SG Cowan.
Both XM and Sirius have too much debt, given how long it's taken to launch the service. And the question is, what will they do about that?
Watts says there is one deep-pocketed savior that could be waiting in the wings, the auto industry. In fact, General Motors owns part of XM. Many feel GM will make sure it stays afloat. Sirius is relying on promotional deals with Ford and Daimler Chrysler. Barry Holiday is a top salesman at Lindsay Cadillac in Alexandria, Virginia. He says that if car companies make a big marketing push, people like him will find customers.
$325 for the equipment itself, that's a minuscule amount of money when you're talking about cars at a minimum $29,990 up to $60,000. The dollar amount is minuscule. We need people coming in asking for XM radio.
A big test will happen next year. Satellite radio will become a factory-installed option on dozens of models. The question is whether that's enough of a boost for the industry to survive. For NPR News, I'm Joel Obermeyer.